This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The new mayor of Grand Rapids delivered her first State of the City address last night. Let's find out what Mayor Rosalind Bliss has laid out for her first-year agenda. Mayor Bliss, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it certainly seems that affordable housing is very top of mind for you. What are your goals there?
It is. Affordable housing continues to be a struggle, especially, you know, the interesting thing is that there's all of this incredible momentum in Grand Rapids, and it's great that we have a strong economy and investors who want to invest here and a lot of development happening. But with that said, what we're finding is that many of the projects are market rate projects, and we've heard pretty loud and clear from the community that there's a growing concern that people are not going to be able to continue to afford to stay in Grand Rapids or to even move here, particularly if they're making, you know, anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000. We've referred to them a little bit, that group, I would say, as the missing middle, where they don't qualify for low-income housing, but yet they can't afford to pay for market rate housing. And our hope as a city is that we're a diverse city where, regardless of your income, you can come here and find a place to live and to have a great life and to call this place home.
So it's almost almost as though Grand Rapids is a victim of its own business success when it comes to affordable housing.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those consequences of the market and the development that we're seeing and being a great city that's attracting people who want to live here. So we have to be really thoughtful about that because we want to make sure, as I said a moment ago, that we have these diverse housing options. And so that's really what we're working on. And we started that process last year. We kicked off what's called the Great Housing Strategies. And so what I said last night and what I'll continue to do this year is take the framework, the work that was done last year, and build on that moving forward into this year so that we have some tangible outcomes.
Tell us about this new fund that you'd like to see the City Commission create.
This will be in our part of our budget discussions, which will be coming into soon. So we're on a budget cycle that starts July 1. So starting next month, we'll begin the budget discussions as a body, as a City Commission. And this is one of the items I'm putting on the table, and that is to add a housing fund and really have that be the start of building a fund that can be used in a flexible way to ensure or at least create a mechanism for affordable housing. And so it's going to require me to talk a lot with my colleagues about that. There are other cities that have housing trust funds. This, I would like it to be more flexible, potentially using a city contribution to that fund to match with maybe foundation dollars or private funds. So there's a lot of discussion that we need to have still about what that looks like and how large it will be, but it's an important element that I believe can be a part of the solution.
You also, speaking of a city fund, you have an interesting idea for a way for City Hall and the neighborhood groups to work together on neighborhood improvement projects. Tell us about that.
Yes, I would also like to see a neighborhood matching fund. So we have, in our city, we have so many great neighborhoods. We have 32 neighborhoods, and some of them are organized around like a nonprofit, and they have funding and they have staff, but there's a lot of neighborhoods in our city where it is 100% volunteer-based, and they don't have a regular or stable funding stream. And so I want there to be a way for neighbors to come together, bring their ideas together, come up with projects that then they can partner with the city to accomplish. And a neighborhood matching fund, what I'd like to have set up, is it would be a matching fund that would provide mini grants to neighborhoods for very specific project or initiatives, not to pay for staffing or operations. And it could be for so many different things. It could be for beautification projects. It could be to build a community garden. It could be, you know, to paint. You know, again, I want it to be very flexible so that it can meet the unique needs of that neighborhood. But what I love about having a neighborhood matching fund is that the match doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. The match could be in-kind support, it could be volunteer hours, it could be an agreement to maintain whatever is built for 5 or 10 years. So again, my hope is that we look at creative tools that can be extremely flexible, that can meet individual and unique needs of individuals and neighborhoods.
I'm talking with Mayor Rosalind Bliss about the first State of the City address given in Grand Rapids last night and her agenda for the year. You also spoke, Mayor Bliss, of wanting to improve relations between Grand Rapids police and minorities. What kinds of issues do you see that exist, and how do you want to address them?
Yeah, so we, you know, the community and police relations has been a significant topic, not just in our city, but across our nation. And it was probably about a year ago, that we came together as a community and recognized we, like so many communities, have work to do around building trust between the community, particularly individuals who are African American in our community, but building trust with communities in our city and the police department. And it's not easy. Relationships take time. Building trust takes a lot of time. But in the planning process that we went through last year in partnership with citizens, we came up with very concrete goals around improving training, particularly implicit bias training, working towards diversifying our police department, working towards coming up with a mechanism to enhance community policing, doing more outreach efforts, recruiting young people to be interns to come and be a part of a youth program at the police department. So we have actually a number of goals. And then we have other things, too. We agreed last year, and we supported this in our budget, to move forward with body cameras. So we're implementing those actually this month. They were ordered last year. But by the end of this month, every police officer in Grand Rapids will be wearing a body camera. So my goal as mayor is to implement those recommendations, but then also to be constantly looking at how effective they are, where do we need to continue to work, how do we get there. But ultimately, the goal is to build trust and build relationships, and that's just going to take time.
Mayor, how much heavy lifting or arm twisting, if you will, do you think it'll take to make your State of the City goals a reality, and which one do you think will be the heaviest lift?
Well, you know, setting out goals is always, you know, my opinion is I want to set the bar high, because I believe when you do that, people rise to the occasion. And we're in this amazing community where people step up. And, you know, the best part of being a part of community is you don't necessarily have to do it alone, but you have to provide the leadership and the space. And you really need to convene people to come together around a collective goal. So that's what I'm hoping to do. I thought long and hard as I wrote my speech what I wanted in there, and wanted to be thoughtful about having goals that I believe I can achieve, maybe not by the end of this year, but definitely within my first term. I would say when I look at all the goals I laid out last night, the most complex, difficult issue that is before us as a community is addressing and eliminating racial disparities. And it's going to take individuals from every sector of our community to come together and to come up with that collective goal as a community. You know, what do we want to look like 5, 10, 15 years from now? And how do we make sure, no matter who you are, that you have an opportunity in our city to be successful?
Okay, kind of interested. I want to talk about city government for a minute. Grand Rapids has a city manager. And can you explain for us how the city manager and you as the mayor work together, sharing power?
That's a great question. So we do. We're a city manager form of government. So the elected body is the mayor, and then we have six city commissioners. And the city commission as a body, we appoint the city manager every year. So the city manager, our current city manager Greg Sundstrom, I was fortunate to be on the commission when he was appointed. But I always give the example for individuals who are not familiar with a city manager or form of government. I give them an example of a large nonprofit where you have a board of directors who they make decisions around the budget, but they also make decisions around the strategic direction of the organization. And then the CEO of that nonprofit is the one that carries out those charges. And so that's a good analogy. And the current city commission and our current city manager, we have a great working relationship. I would say we're extremely lucky to have a city manager who's he's been a part of the organization for a long time, and he really knows how to get things done. So I'm excited to work with him, and, you know, we'll work together. Some of these things are very specific about making changes within City Hall, and I trust that the city manager will be able to do that and do that effectively.
What does it take for you to keep your office as mayor from being just symbolic?
You know, I'm a believer, and I believed this when I was serving as city commissioner, is that whenever you're given an opportunity to serve, how you do that is really up to you. You know, you get to decide how involved you are, what you're involved with, how actively engaged you are, what you take the lead on. And I see that as mayor as well. So I feel like I am in a position to decide how do I use this time, this really precious time I have in this leadership position with the influence that I have to move things forward. And so I plan to do that by exactly what I did as city commissioner. I work hard, I'm accessible, I bring people together, and I am extremely focused on outcomes. So I'm always asking people for data. I want to look at how are we measuring progress, how are we going to get there. I ask for regular updates on issues, and that's just being present and being engaged and being a part of the solution.
As you mentioned, you spent a decade as a commissioner. What was it like standing up there giving your State of the City speech as mayor?
It was such a humbling and energizing night last night. The room was filled with so many people that I've worked with over the years, and there was so much energy in the room. It was an exciting night. It was a real gift.
The new mayor of Grand Rapids, Mayor Rosalind Bliss, who delivered her first State of the City address last night. Mayor, thanks so much for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much, Cynthia.